to Let's Talk Loyalty, an industry podcast for loyalty marketing professionals. I'm Paula Thomas, the founder of Let's Talk Loyalty. Today's episode is hosted by Tom Peace, Managing Director of The Loyalty People, a strategic consultancy with a laser focus on loyalty, CRM, and customer engagement. The Loyalty People also runs a free global community for anyone working in the loyalty industry. If you're working in loyalty marketing, make sure to join Let's Talk Loyalty every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to hear the latest ideas from loyalty experts around the world. Capillary's Loyalty Solutions offer AI-powered next-generational technology, making them a catalyst for enabling meaningful human connections across the globe. The platform is deep and wide, yet flexible enough to meet the needs of any company looking to take its customer loyalty to new heights. Visit capillarytech.com now to see how they can transform your loyalty future.
Hi, I'm Tom Peace, Managing Director of The Loyalty People and presenter of Let's Talk a Little Loyalty. Welcome to this week's short summary show on behalf of Let's Talk Loyalty. This week, my Let's Talk a Little Loyalty podcast showcases Paula's interview with Lars Hecht, who leads the car wash category globally at Circle K. We know that subscription-based loyalty schemes are in huge growth, and the proliferation of these schemes globally is a major trend, seemingly across every sector. I've spoken about them in my shows before in relation to QSR and retail. However, car wash subscription really is a niche sector, but I was fascinated by this interview. The principles of setting this up are the same anywhere, and it was great to hear Lars talk through how his strategy was built and implemented globally. It's a lesson for anyone looking at a loyalty scheme with a subscription element. Firstly, Lars talks about the emotional connection people have, not with their car wash, but with their own image and that of their car. It's a projection of oneself. We dress up for work and special occasions, and we want to present a strong image to the world. If we invest in jewellery, fashion, and indeed our car, why not invest in keeping it looking great and save money doing so? Lars started the strategic design of this programme at exactly the right place, in the data. Circle K understood that car wash was a popular service already, but they needed to understand where to pitch the subscription value. Looking at the data, it was possible to see that every country and even regions within country had very different purchase behaviours depending on seasonality, weather, affluence, etc. Customers from the US wash their car twice as often as some Europeans, and Canadians are six times more frequent. Therefore, customer subscriptions needed to be very different at a local level, accounting for the different customer behaviours. By analysing the data, Lars was able to launch a global programme with local strategies that has been immensely successful. Whilst the subscription scheme stands up on its own, it's as a very profitable and successful programme. It also reinforces the benefits of shopping at Circle K for convenient shopping and coffee. So even when we're all driving electric vehicles, there is still a need to visit your local Circle K. It's a fantastic program that triggers an emotional connection around personal image and value. Whilst car wash isn't the sexiest of categories, this has been a fascinating interview showing how powerful a subscription-based loyalty program can be. I'd highly recommend listening to the main show, which can be found at www.letstalkloyalty.com and first aired on the 23rd of March 2022, episode number 200. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed my summary show. All the best and speak to you soon, Tom.
This show is sponsored by The Wise Marketeer, the world's most popular source of loyalty marketing news, insights, and research. The Wise Marketeer also offers loyalty marketing training through its Loyalty Academy, which has already certified over 500 executives in 38 countries as certified loyalty marketing professionals. For more information, check out thewisemarketeer.com and loyaltyacademy.org. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Let's Talk Loyalty. If you'd like us to send you the latest shows each week, simply sign up for the Let's Talk Loyalty newsletter on letstalkloyalty.com, and we'll send our best episodes straight to your inbox. And don't forget that you can follow Let's Talk Loyalty on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And of course, we'd love for you to share your feedback and reviews. Thanks again for supporting the show.